Elo lahach lishna. According to the first lashon before the amrit that you said, pligi. It's a machlekes even according to Rabbi Yehuda. So dishlei malaman diyom loy matzva. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it said it's not nikuva. Hamanu Rabbi Yehudi. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's good. It goes according to Rabbi Yehuda that says the hagrol is not nikuva. Elo according to Rabbi Yanai. Elo laman diyom miyatzva. Rabbi Yanai said according to everybody the hagrol is nikuva. Abizoy hamani. Who does the price to go like? According to Rabbi Yanai, it's a steer with this price. It says clearly the hagrol is only a mitzvah. If you don't do it, you can still have a chatas and a lazozel. And here Rabbi Yanai said, no, it's nikuva. And for the Gemara, torna mitzvah lo niach. I'll tell you, Rabbi Yanai learns that the price says it's a mitzvah, the hanoch is a mitzvah. And it's the first avoid of that hagrola to choose that the Kohen Gadol has to put his two hands into the box to choose Lashem and lazozel. That's nikuva. That has to be done. And once he picks up whatever in his right hand, we know the right hand goes on the right sawyer, so automatically we know the right sawyer in front of him, that's going to be whatever came up in the right hand. Now there's a second mitzvah. After you pick it up in your hand, now you have to go and put it on top of the sawyer. So that's the Abiyan is also moidah. That's only the mitzvah, not likuva. So that's from this braisa. That's what the braisa says, it's the mitzvah, not likuva, it means the hanocha. The enech nami, the hagrola, to choose from the box, according to Rabbi Yanai, that's likuv according to everybody. Toshma, come up bring another raya. Mitzvah lahagrol. There's a mitzvah. It's a good thing to do. It's a mitzvah to make hagrola. To choose from the box which one is Lashem, which one's Lazozel. Ule hisvadis. And to say vidui also. Shrashi al soya mishtalech. In a siv, visvadolov. There's a mitzvah to say vidui on the soya mishtalech. What about loyhigrol? Let's say the Kohen Gadol did not make hagrol on Yom Kippur. He didn't choose from the box. He just by himself. He said this one should be lechatis, this one lazozum. V'loi hisvada, and he didn't say vidyu on the same mishleich either. It's kosher. Still, it's kosher. Is the chura? Who does this price go like? V'chitaymit. So the kosher again is according to the first lashon before. According to Rabbi Yanai. According to the first lashon. According to Rabbi Yanai, everybody holds hagrol is likuva. And here the price says clearly it's only a mitzvah. And it says clearly if you didn't do it, still it's kosher. V'chitaymit, maybe you want to tell me, holchi nami here also, this price also means the same way. L'haniach, this price is saying it's the mitzvah is the hanocha. That after you made the agrola, you choose which one is the right, which one is the left hand, now putting it on the serim, that's only the mitzvah. For the Gemara, if you want to say that, aim the sefer. Let's see the sefer of this price. We have Shimon Oimer, loy higrol kosher. If you didn't make agrola, the animal, it's still kosher. You could choose which one's lachates, which one's lazozum. But if you didn't make the vidui on the seyam eshtaleach lazozel, that's possible. Now, my loy higro, what does it mean if you didn't make that grol is kosher? Ilay maloy haniach, if you want to tell me it means, just like you wanted to say until now, you'd after the Kohen Gadol picked it out with his two hands, he just didn't put it down on top of the serim, is mechlal the Reb Shimon sover, hagrol amakva. It has to be then that Reb Shimon holds, hagrol is yemakiv. That's what you want to say. That loihigro just means he didn't put it down. Mashenke and agrol itself to choose that the Kohen Gadol has to put his two hands into the box. That is likuv. That's what you want to say. Of the Zoi Vatani, we learned like this. Meis echad mehen. What's going to be if the two seirim, the two goats that have set aside, one of them died? Mevi chaveroi shlei bagrola. What you could do is, whichever one is alive, let's say the one of Lazozel died, and the one Lachat is still alive. So just bring another goat, and maybe a chaver shlei bagrola. The second goat you bring, now you don't have to choose anymore, but since the first one, lachatas, is still alive, the second one automatically becomes now lazozel. Divi Rebbe Shimon. Go help Rebbe Shimon. Rashi. Batanya, may second him. Liachar agrola. Diev shoroid lahagri. You can't make another agrola anymore. Elim kem yovi shnayim acher. Unless you bring another two. The Yelach Echolib, and one gets lost. If you have to make a new Hagrola, new choosing, you have to have two new ones. But only one died, you still have one left. And you don't want that one to be left to be lost. So the answer is, maybe Echol Min Hashuk, Tacha Zeh Shemeit, V'yechaveru Shal Zeh Oymed, V'yein Tzorch Lahagrum. Yeah. So what do you see? You see a quote from Shimon here, that you don't have to make Hagrola. Because here it says, how do you bring the second animal here, the second sawyer? His first, he had two, and one died. Now, the second one you bring, just don't bring it. See if you're going to tell me now, likuva, according to Reb Shimon, hagrol is likuva, that metchila, you have to choose it from the girdle. What's the mitzvah? Just putting it on top of the soyer. But metchila to choose from the kalfe, to choose the lottery, that has to be done. So if one died, how can we say you bring a second one? Which then the one you want, where's the agrola? There's no girl. Bishlam is going to tell me it's not likuva, so it's good. Here you can't make a second one, because if you make a second agrola, you're going to lose out the first animal that's still alive, so we don't tell you to do a girl. But if you tell me now you just wanted to say this grice old, that agrola is likuva, you have to make that agrola, you can't choose one without the girl. How come here Reb Shimon says, if one dies, the second one comes, just choose it? So Gemara answers, Rabbi Shimon lo yoda my kamer rabbonis. That's the true. Rabbi Shimon treat that tell you as maybe it's not likuva, but Rabbi Shimon did not know what the rabbonis meant to say. So Rashi says, Rabbi Shimon lo yoda lo yerlam Rashi lo higro. Dikoma Tanakama kosher lo yeniachu. That's the true. That's the Tanakama says. If you don't make hagrol, it's still kosher. It doesn't mean you didn't make any lottery. Havada that hagrol is likuva. It just means if you chose the Lashem and Lazozel, you just didn't put them on top of the serum. Hamad that's the pshat. Yerlam loy higru the koma tanakama kosher means loy haniyachu. But the kasha loch yad a kasha. Heichi kam Reb Shimon aloh. Loy higru kosher I hagrola. Zuhani anocha mashma di loy hel apostle Reb Shimon loy tikshalok. You can't ask this for kasha. Loy higru the koma Reb Shimon loy higru mamish koma. Loi hevi yoda de loi higro de koma tanakama anochu de koyu. Lochi koma lohu, Reb Shimon. In other words, Reb Shimon takavada means that the whole hagrola is not likuva. But the rabbonim before, they meant the hagrola is likuva, just the anochu is not likuva. And Reb Shimon wasn't talking to the point to the rabbonim. Like Gemara answers, Reb Shimon lo yoda my kami rabbonim. Reb Shimon didn't know what the rabbonim meant to say. Lochi koma lohu. This is what Reb Shimon answered back to the rabbonim. That the Rabbanan first said that what, again the price was, mitzvah lahagrul ulisvadis. Loy higrub loy isvadi kosher. That's what the Rabbanan said. It's a mitzvah to make hagrulo, and it's a mitzvah to make vidui. If you don't do it, it's most kosher. Reb Shimon answered back and said like this, loy higrub kosher, that I'm asking to you. If you don't make hagrulo, it's like it's kosher. Of loy isvadi posel, that I'm not asking to you. If you don't say vidui on the seyo mishtaleach, you should know it's posel. So what did Reb Shimon mean to say back to the Rabbonim? So Rashi says this: Vachi kamalu. This is what Reb Shimon meant to say back to the Rabbonim. I hagrola grola mamish karmisu. If you meant the Rabbonim to say that's the whole hagrola, you don't have to have. It's only a mitzvah. That's all it is. Yishno paligno aleichu b'chodem. I'm arguing on one thing. That what? That I'm asking to you that the hagrola according to Reb Shimon is not likuvay. You don't need hagrola. You could choose by yourself. Which one is Lashem, which one is Lazozom? It's only a mitzvah to make the Hagrola. So Reb Shimon says to Rabbanan, if you also meant to say that when you said Hagrola is a mitzvah, you meant to say the whole Hagrola, even choosing from the lottery box, is only a mitzvah, then I only argue on the Vidui. You say what if you don't say Vidui on Lazozom, still it's kosher? That's Reb Shimon says no. If you don't say Vidui on Lazozom, for sure it's possible. Now, I hagrola the kamisli. But if when you said the word hagrola, I hagrola the kamisli, hainu hanocha, but if what you meant to say, what's only a mitzvah, is after you choose the two lotteries, now just to put them on top of the two goats, that's only a mitzvah, because you know, paligno alaycha matarti. Then Reb Shimon says, I argue both ways on you. Because Reb Shimon's shita for sure is that hagrola is not likuva. Because that was the second brisa that Reb Shimon said. In the case that first you chose a one lachatis and one lazozel, and then one of the two died. So Shimon says, what do we do now? If the one lachatis is still alive, all you have to do is take another goat, what you want, any one you want, and make it lazozel. Either there's no new hagrola, so you see, according to Reb Shimon, you do not need hagrola. So that's for sure Reb Shimon shita. Reb Shimon holds the hagrola is only the mitzvah, not likuva. And what does Chandra Rabbonin? Reb Shimon was mesufik what the Rabbanan meant to say. If they meant to say the whole thing is a mitzvah, I'm asking to you. But if you mean to say hagrol is likuva, just anoch is the mitzvah, then I'll argue on you both ways. Petarti. Toshima. Coming another raya. Par makiv. Esa soyu. The par is makiv the soyu. Rashi par makiv the soyu. In hiktim achas min havoide shel soyu hamucheres. the shofar. In the Seder Psukim, it says, first the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur brings his par, and then he goes to bring the soyer. That's the Seder Dvorim. Now let's say he mixed around and first did the soyer and then he did the par. His halacha is, v'yosa kodim l'par, is a par shu roi l'kodim loy ma'akfoy, u'poisloy, yishno becomes posel. The ain't unloy, it's no good. V'sorok lachso l'asoysoy, l'yachra par, you have to do it over again after the par. The Seder Abu Desayu Kachi, this is the Seder how you're supposed to do it. That the Pasha is Petchilos Mitzvadri Apar. First thing the Kohen Gadol says his Vidui on his Par. Vidu Rishon. V'yachakach Magrol Ala Soyer. And then you choose the two Garolos to know which one is Lashem, which one is Lazozom. V'yachakach Mitzvad Ala Par Vidu Sheni. Then he goes back to his own Par and he says a second time, Vidui. V'shochetu, and he makes the Shechita. O Machnes Kafo Machta. And then he brings in the Kafo Machta into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to bring the Keteris. And after he finishes with the whole avodah of the par, now we first come to the soyer. He makes his rikur on the kapuris. Then he goes back to his par and puts it on the preches. And then he also puts the dama soyer on the preches. Domim, then he mixes the two dams, the dam of the par and the dam of the soyer together. Then he puts it on the mezbech apnimi. That's the Seder Advarim. So first the par, then the soyer, then the par, then the soyer, then together. This was the Seder Advarim. Now let's say he mixed it up. He did one before the other. So again, Toshima, par, makiv is a soyer. If the par is makiv the soyer, or the soyer ain't makiv is a par. The gate to the soyer is not makiv. That means in Hittim Avoidus Apar. If you did the Avoidus Apar before you're supposed to do the Soyer, it doesn't pass on the Soyer. The Soyer is still kosher. Vumin Amuchoret Lishol Soyer, Vyoslef Nei Soyer, Eina Soyer Shoy Roy Nikodim Le Poitla. So, if I care. I mean, you're supposed to do the Par, then the Soyer, then the Par. Let's say before you're supposed to do the second Avoidus of the Par, you did the Soyer. You switched it around. So the Soyer does not pass on the Par. The par is still kosher. If you did the par before the soyer, you did the wrong way, the soyer does not pass on the par. It's only the other way. If when you're doing the par and the soyer, you did the avodah zarah soyer before the par passes the soyer. So the soyer becomes posel. But the par never becomes posel. Even though you changed around the avodah, the par is always kosher. The soyer, that becomes posel. What does that mean? If you bring the soy before the par, then the soy is no good. The soy is posel. Ela soyer ain't makim as a par maninu. What does it mean that the soy does not share the par? The par is always still kosher. Elaine, if you want to tell me, it means like this. The active maton is the par. The hechel. If you first made this rikas adam from the par and the hechel, makme maton is the soyer bifnim. Before you did the avodah of the korban ha-soyer in the kodesh hakadoshim, so zokadig mor who could siv buhu? Whatever nogeis of the pnim to the kodesh hakadoshim, the other pasuk says chukis tikuva. If you do it the wrong way, it's possible. Elo lav yatatam means to say the yachdim matonis the par b'pnim. You did the avodah of the par inside. Nekame before hagrola. Before you did the hagrola. Now umid the sidra loy makiv. Since the Seder, when the Agrola has to come, is not the Kuva, is a Chura Svaro, Ikra Agrola Namiloy Makfa. Who are then the Ikra Agrola, the whole mitzvah is not the Kuva. It's just like you say, if you did the Agrola itself the wrong place, the wrong time, it's okay, it's not the Kuva. So Chura Svaro, if you don't do the whole Agrola altogether, it's not the Kuva. It should also be kosher. So Chura Sakasha, get on the Biyanai. So my answer is low, that's not the Pshat over here. Hatoya means here the akhtim maton is the par the mizbeach. You made this rikas of the dam of the par on the mizbeach. Makme maton is the soyer behechel. Before you put the maton of the soyer in the hechel, not in the kodesh hakadoshim, but in the hechel. So the kids, we're not talking about the agrola altogether. So you have no right from here if the agrola is the kuva, not the kuva. It could be like the machlokes before. It could be maybe it is the kuva. But here we're not talking about you didn't do the agrola. The agrola could be is the kuva. If this goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Yom Advor Manasim the Big Day Love and Bachut Loi Makfei. He says even though these matonis the par b'mizbeach, and he did it before the matonis of the story of Heichel, even though the Kohen Gadol was wearing his big day lover when he did these avoidis. But since these avoidis are not tefnim in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, they're only in the Heichel and outside, it goes according to Yehudi Shita, it's not Rikuva. Even though the Pasuk says Chukah, Chukah doesn't only mean whatever you're doing when you wear the big day lovin, but it also means it has to be inside lefnim. It's only an avoidah that was done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's Likuva, you change around the Seder. But an avoidah that was done outside is not Likuva. That's what we're saying here. Even though you did the Soya before the Parapa, before the Soya, it's not always Likuva. For the Gemara, for the Matonah Shebefnim Ketoni, we're talking about those Matonahs of the Pnim we're talking about, was doing inside. So the Elchur Zich Likuva. The Marin says, Elohomani Rabbi Shimon he. We go across Rabbi Shimon. The Yomaha Grola Loi Miyakfa. You have to answer true. You can't be talking about the Matonis because it's talking about the Matonis Shebefnim. So you have to say the Seder that wasn't done right was the Hagrola. So again, you have a Raya Hagrola is not Likuva. And Mela goes across Rabbi Shimon Shita. That we prove already, Rabbi Shimon holds the Hagrola is not Likuva. The boy is saying, another terrorist is not the Hagrola Rabbi Yehudi. When he decided Rabbi Miyakfa, true. It goes according to Yehuda. And we're talking about the Hagrola. So you have a Raya, even though you did the Gerul the wrong time, still it's kosher. But I tell you, there's no Raya. Even though the Seder, when you did the Hagrola, is not Likuva, but it could be Hagrola Miyu Miyakfa. It could be, but if you don't do the Hagrola altogether, if you don't choose from the Gerul, which one is Lashem, which one is Lazazel, Stam, the Kohen Gadol himself wants to say, could be that's Likuva, that's possible. Even though the Seder, you do it the wrong time, is kosher, but I call upon him, you're doing the Hagrola. If you don't do the Hagrola altogether, that's worse, that could be Likuva. And the Yozla Tamayo, this goes to Tamayo, Shrashi Apluktam, to Lo Yisvadikoi. This is going on what we learned before. There was another Machlekes of Shimon and the Rabbonin, that Rabbonin said, Vidui on the story HaMashtalech is not Likuva. And if Shimon said yes, if you don't do Vidui on the story HaMashtalech, that's Likuva. We'll stop here. We're holding that mem. So we'll start again just a little bit from before. We got to the bottom. We'll start again in the middle. Toshima. Toshima again. That the Shalor again is the mitzvah from Hagrolam. That you have to choose the two serum, which is Lashem, which is Lazozel. Is it Likuva or not that you have to choose from a girl? Or else no, it's enough just the Kohen Gadol could say, I want this one to be a Lashem and this one should be Lazozel. That was the Machlokes. So Toshima. Par makev et hasoyer. The avoidus of the par, it say there is makiv the soyer. In other words, if you do this soyer before the par, so the soyer is possible. That's the loch of the par stops the soyer from being kosher. Mashenka, the opposite way, no. The soyer ain't makiv as a par. If for some reason you do the avoidus of soyer before you do the avoidus of par, the par is still kosher. The soyer is not makiv as a par. Only the par makes the soyer to be possible, but the soyer does not make the par to be possible. Now we're talking about doing the matonah, some type of zrika that's done inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, inside Bifnim. Now, Bishleim, you understand, par makiv es ha-soyer, what does it mean that the mitzvahs of the par is makiv the soyer? That means the akadme le soyer, if you're going to do the avoida for the soyer, mekame par before the par, lo yovdiv leklum. It's possible, that soyer is possible. A soyer is only kosher if you do it to say that the way it's supposed to be done. But if you do it before the par is makir that the soyer is possible. And we saw yesterday Rashi said the Seder Avoidus at the first line of the big of the wider lines in Rashi. Rashi says the kachi bepasha. The Seder Avoidus and kachi. This is the Seder again. We have bepasha. Spetchila mesvade ala par. Uvidu rishon. V'yachakach magril ala soyer. And then he does the agrola for the soyer. V'yachakach mesvade ala par vidusheni. V'shochatoi, omach niskav, omach tebnois nasekhteris, then he does the khteris, aloish, then v'noisei midam ha-par ala kapoiris, then he makes his zrikas down for the par, v'yachakach shrechid es ha-soyer, and secondly, then he does the soyer, v'noisei mimenu ala kapoiris, he makes his zrik on the kapoiris, v'yachakach noisei midam ha-par ala proiches, v'yachakach maten ha-soyer, midam ha-soyer on the proiches, v'yachakach mariv domim v'noisei al mazbeh v'pnimi. This is the Seder how they did on Yom Kippur between the power, the Kohen Gadol's own power, and the Soyer, which was a Chatis for the Korban Tzibur. So the Seder went back and forth. So Mela says here, if you do this soya the wrong time, you do this soya before the par, so the par is makif, says that par, the soya is possible. You have to do the soya over again. Zbaita. Ela soya ain't makif as a par minu. What does that mean, that the soya is not makif the par? That means even if you do the par before the soya, still the par is kosher. Elaim, if you want to tell me, the actin maton is the par behechel. If you do this rikas dam in the hechel from the par, mikami maton is the soy bifnim, before you did the avoidus, this rikas of the soyer on the pnim inside, and still it's kosher, you want to tell me, for the morning, chukit sibhu. Has anything that's done inside the pnim, the Torah says chukit likuva? So you can't tell me now that if you did the avoidus, this rikas, the wrong way, it's still kosher. The Torah says chukah. So it has to be done with nim, has its seder. And if you don't do it the right seder, about it's possible. El alav, you have to tell me, we're talking about now the actim matonis de par with nim. You did the avoidus de par inside. Mekame hagrola. Before you did the mitzvah hagrola. Now the hagrola is outside. So therefore it's not an avoidus with nim. Therefore it's not likuva. So even though you're supposed to do it after the hagrola, but if you did it before the hagrola, we said the soy is not makiv, it's the par is too kosher. Now the diik is, omidah sidra lemakva, since you see, even if you do the agrola too earlier, it's not likuva, it doesn't pass on, or b'zoyas esvara ikra agrola namu lemakva. So it's a raya that agrola is not such a kosher of a thing, and even if you don't choose from the agrola, still it's kosher. So for it's a raya, you see, you do not have to have the agrola. Even without doing agrola together, still the Kohen Gadol could say, bapeh, I want this one to be ichatas lashem, and I want this one to be lazozel. So Mora says, Loi, that's not the pshat here. I'll tell you the actim matonis de par b'mizbeach. He made this rikas dam of the par on the mizbeach. Mekamei matonis de soya b'heichel. Before we did the avoidus de soya in the heichel. For Rabbi Yehudi, it goes according to Rabbi Yehudi Shita. The yom advorim anasim abig de lovin b'chutz loy makfi. So even though these rikas the Kohen Gadol did when he was wearing his big de lovin, but since it's not an avoided b'pnim inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's only in the Heichel, therefore it's not likuva. Therefore it's not makiv. Fred Gemara, that's not good enough. Vo b'matonish b'pnim kotoni. Before it says something to do in the pnim, something you're supposed to do inside, if you did the soya before you did the avoidus of the par, still the par is kosher. Or else if you did the par, the avoidus of par before you did something about the soya, still the par is kosher. Now we're talking about something to do with nim. Ela, somebody has to say, we have to say about it, talking about the agrola. That you did the zrikas of the par before you did the agrola. Even though it's supposed to be done afterwards. If you did it before, still it's kosher. So what's the pshat? So Chorot Sarai, that even though since you see that the seder of the agrola, if you do it the wrong place, still it's kosher, it's a svar. If you don't do it all together, also it's kosher. So Chorot Sarai to the mandiyam before the Rabbi Yechanan, that's not likuva. That the agrol is not the kuva. So Mor says no. Elo hamani Reb Shimon. I tell you, goes according to Reb Shimon. This brayso. The yom agrol lo makve in echanami. According to Reb Shimon, that we proved yesterday that Reb Shimon holds the whole mitzvah agrol is only the mitzvah, and if you don't do it, it's not the kuva. Still, it's kosher. The boy is standing another territory. I'll tell you, Reb Yehudi. No, this brayso goes according to Reb Yehuda that holds that the agrol is the kuva. And the pshat is like this: when he did sidro lo makve, true. The seder, when you did the agrola, that's not likuva. It's even though you're supposed to do the agrola first. And here you didn't do that, you did the dam apara first. But since you did the agrola later, but a koponim was done, therefore it's kosher. But if you don't do the agrola altogether, that's worse than about it's possible. So by the way, there's no riot from here. It could be if you don't do the agrola altogether, you can't make one sor lashem and one sor lazozel. It could only be chosen through the garolas. No, that it says here, the seder is not lekuva. True. The seder, which way you do it is okay. But if you don't do it all together, then it's lekuva. Now the Gemara says, v'yozlo tamayu. They go according to tamayu, so Rashi learns the bottom, v'yozlo tamayu, aplukta deloy hisvadikoi. Before we had a machloik, Tanakam and Reb Shimon, what's going to be if you're not misvadil on the soil azozel? On the soil azozel, there's a mitzvah that Kohen Gadol is supposed to be misvadil. What's going to be if it wasn't misvadim? The Tanakhama said it's kosher. Reb Shimon said no, it's possible. So what's the machlokes is talking? The Gemara says, "V'yozlo tamayu." The Tanya will learn like this. The pasuk says, "Yamud chai."